from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Already reeling from multiple toll hikes, commuters will also pay more for gas in 2025. The Murphy administration has announced a hike in the gas tax beginning on January 1st. The 2.6 cent a gallon increase is to ensure a steady supply of money into the Transportation Trust Fund, which pays for state and local road projects. Tolls are also going up on the Turnpike Parkway and the Atlantic City Expressway. New congestion pricing to enter Manhattan will also take effect in 2025, and tolls on most Hudson and Delaware River bridges are also going up. A grassroots workers group is seeking answers after the deaths of three New Jersey Amazon workers last summer.
All three men died within weeks of each other after incidents in Carteret, Robbinsville, and Monroe, respectively. The lawsuit outlines reasons for believing that extreme heat within the workplace might have been a factor in the deaths, even after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration ruled out workplace factors in its three inspections. An Amazon spokesperson says the OSHA results stand as proof that there was no wrongdoing in these tragic incidents. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Toms River police are searching for the driver of a car that crashed into a utility pole yesterday and took out power to part of the township. The accident on Cedar Grove Road happened just before 6 a.m. Police found the vehicle, which was lying on its side, but the driver had fled. Police are searching for the driver, and they say they have some clues. Power was restored, though, by mid-morning. A New Jersey woman has created AnswerSure, a call service that protects the elderly and vulnerable from becoming targets for phone scammers. Gogi Padilla of Spotswood says AnswerSure is a call vetting service.
We vet it using the client's chosen password or phrase, and every call that comes in, the caller must know that password or phrase. If they know it, the call is released, and then, and only then, will it ring the client's telephone.
And if the caller does not have that password or phrase, a message may be taken or the call will be disconnected. Online predators, they are lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms. They're looking for the perfect opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. So join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators, this Thursday night at 7. Snow, wind, rain, it's all coming this week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure remains in control of New Jersey's atmosphere today. Cold, dry air and quiet weather. We'll see sunshine with passing clouds into this afternoon and maybe some flurries creeping in. High temperatures limited to around 40 degrees today. Mainly clear tonight and cold, lows in the 20s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs lower 40s. It'll turn breezy by the afternoon. And then here comes our next storm system, a Clipper system. That'll bring us some snow and rain showers tomorrow night. The farther north and west you are, the more likely you are to see some snow, maybe even light accumulations and slippery spots by morning on Thursday. Thursday, that precipitation wraps up mid-morning, then clearing but windy. Could be some gusts as high as 40 miles an hour as temperatures tumble once again. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Andover is 33, Monroe is 39, Seaside Heights is 38. Weather brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Winter is coming fast. Protect your home from ice dams and water damage with Gutter Helmet from Ledner Home Solutions. Act now to save up to 35% this month. Call 888-5-HELMET or visit lednerhome.com today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.